We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Bills made a roster move today. The Buffalo Bills made a roster claim, and they were awarded today tight end Mickey Schuler off waivers from the Oakland Raiders. Mickey Schuler, former seventh-round pick of the Minnesota Vikings back in 2010. Mickey Schuler live on the line with us right now. Mickey, good evening. Thanks for coming on the show, and welcome to the Buffalo Bills.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
When are you coming to town? Are you in town tomorrow night, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I leave tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., and get to Buffalo by 11:45.
Are they gonna be able to get you on the field tomorrow? Maybe, probably not, I would think, right?
I don't know. I'd be getting off the plane, walking right on the field.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put it past Coach Marrone. Hey, let's talk a little bit about where you've been. Oakland Raiders, they let you go just yesterday, right? Released yesterday by the Raiders?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you in OTAs or anything with the Raiders up until now? Have they done that out west yet?
Yeah, we were just in phase two. I believe they start up OTAs next week. So yeah, we were still in phase two out there.
Okay.
And running and working a little bit on the field with the coaches.
Did the release by the Raiders come as a surprise?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. No, I was actually flying. I flew into Pennsylvania for a wedding, and I'm getting back on the plane, flying back to Oakland from Pennsylvania on Sunday night, and I get a call and say they're releasing me on Monday. So, yeah, it was a bit of a surprise.
And, Mickey, last year you were practice squad, right? You didn't get on the active roster with the Raiders. Is that how it worked last year?
Yeah, I finished up on practice squad last year.
Okay, and I'm trying to track where you've been. You kind of, you know, coming into the league with the Vikings, spent time there, and then the Miami Dolphins. Six games played with Miami a couple of years ago. What was that, 2000? Was that your rookie year with Miami?
Yeah, it was my rookie year. I got it was a numbers game at the Vikings, and then I got claimed by Miami, and I went down there and spent my rookie year. Played down there. I actually got injured my second year, and that's kind of when it started me bouncing around. That's what that's been.
What about that? Bless you. What about bouncing around like that around the league a little bit? It can't be the ideal way to get an NFL career started, but at least teams are still interested in you, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every time you get another opportunity, you know, it's a blessing. It's not the easiest on the stress levels and your family, my wife, you know, it's hard on everyone. But as long as you keep getting a shot and to play this game, you know, play a kid's game and get paid to do it as a living, I'm going to keep going as long as I can.
So the 2010 season, which is now 3 years ago, that's the six games you played there for Miami. That's the only NFL action you've seen so far.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Tell me about those six games, and I don't have it in front of me. Were one of those games against the Bills in 2010? You remember?
No, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
I can't remember if one of those games. You know, I remember talking to Brian Scott and stuff, you know, at the games, but I can't remember. You know, we played the Bills when I was at the Vikings in preseason, so.
Right.
You know, they all kind of run together.
Yeah, I understand. And the, you know, the Bills opened with Miami that year. I'm looking at the schedule now, so you might have missed it. What was that experience like? I mean, did play in those six games, you caught a couple of passes, including a 28-yard reception. There had to be a kind of a, you know, light switch going off moment for you, like, yeah, I can play in the NFL. Look what I did that 1 year with Miami anyway.
Yeah. Those games that I got to play, actually the second to last game against Detroit, Anthony Pisano got hurt in maybe the first quarter. So they only dressed two tight ends, and I was the other guy, so I got to play the rest of the game. Actually, almost brought us back on a two-minute drive to win the game. But we had a penalty on a play. Actually, I caught a pass behind me, one-handed pass, and it was my best catch, and it got called back. But, that would have been a heck of a drive if we came back to win it. But, you know, that was one of my only opportunities that I got extended playing time. It was a lot of fun.
I was looking back into your past, and you had to feel pretty good about the way your NFL career started with the Vikings in 2010, seventh-round pick. First preseason game with Minnesota, and you score a touchdown. Do you remember that play?
Yeah. The, The joke was I scored in college, my first catch was a touchdown. In the NFL, my first preseason catch was a touchdown. And first regular season catch, I got to the 1 yard line.
Wow. You were like Roy Hobbs. You were the natural.
Yeah, I almost got the streak alive.
Yeah. What kind of a tight end are you, Mickey? I mean, people want to classify guys as blocking tight end, receiving tight end. How would you describe yourself?
I'm both. I try to be able to do, a little of each, being able to block and being able to run, read defenses, get open, catch the ball, run after the catch. So I'm not a one-dimensional. I won't classify myself as a receiver or a blocker. I'm that old school tight end. That there's just not that many left, because it seems like everyone's just got one or the other. But that's what I try to pride myself on. Get down in the trenches and be able to block, and then get out with the receivers and be able to run and catch.
During your time in Minnesota, your paths must have crossed with current Bills quarterback Tavares Jackson, right? Did you play with Tavares there?
Yeah, my rookie year, Tavares was there.
Yeah, and what do you know about this Buffalo offense? I'm sure, it's all coming pretty quickly at you now, but what do you anticipate from this Buffalo offense and the kind of role that you might play in it?
I'm just looking to come in and compete. I'm excited because it's a whole new staff. I heard the offense, is an up-tempo offense, which I think, fits me well. I feel like the more the game goes on, the better I get when everyone else is getting tired. So I'm just excited to come in and try to contribute. When a
process happens like this, Mickey, who do you hear from the Bills staff? Do you hear from a coach? Did you talk to a coach on the phone yet? Or is it just the, personnel people that say, we'll see you here tomorrow?
Yeah, it's just personnel people. I saw a text that said congratulations from my agent. And I looked at it. I didn't know what he was talking about. And then I saw I had a bunch of missed calls. So I was out walking my dog. I just got a text and saw that. And then, and I called my agent and he told me what happened. So then I got on the phone and, talked to a couple personnel people. And they tried to find me out tonight, but it wasn't working. And so find me out tomorrow morning.
First thing in the morning. Hey, longtime Bills fans, of course, your name will sound familiar. Your dad, Mickey Schuler, another Penn State tight end, third-round pick of the Jets, 14 years in the NFL, 12 with the New York Jets, and it seemed like your dad almost made a living off of killing the Bills with some great receptions and some great plays against the Bills. Have you talked to him at all about that?
Yeah. He said that the fans are pretty intense, and they didn't really like when they came to town. He said they got your back, and it'll be a really fun place to play.
What did you pattern your game after your dad's at all? Do you remember much about his NFL career, Mickey?
Yeah. I know he was the tight end that could block, and, he was a pretty good receiver. He raised me, to be that same type of player. And I would definitely try to emulate him. He would teach me different things that an NFL player, would know that I was trying to do it in high school where it wasn't really working because the D-backs aren't looking you in the eyes and they're not reading you as the same as an NFL player does. So, when I got to college and then the NFL, those things work.
Well, Mickey, you're going into what? Your fourth year in the league, right? And you're 26 years old. Do you look at this claiming by the Buffalo Bills as a chance at a fresh start? How do you approach this?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just looking at it as a new start, a fresh start, and just coming in there and learning, getting back to work, work as hard as I can to be the hardest worker, and earn some respect and just try to help this team, win and get back to the playoffs.
We'll see you here tomorrow, Mickey. Have a safe trip. Thanks very much for being on the show with us tonight. We appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mickey Schuler, tight end, claimed off waivers by the Buffalo Bills late today from the Oakland Raiders, released by the Raiders yesterday. You heard the story. He was on a flight when he got word that he'd been released, and now he is a Buffalo Bill. He'll be here tomorrow to join the team at organized team activity. All right, we've got more to come. We'll revisit the phone topic when we return. Mario Williams, his season last year. What kind of a letter grade would you assign it? Couple of B's, couple of C's so far. with his 10.5 sack performance last year? And it, maybe more importantly, what are you looking to see from Mario Williams next year? If you have thoughts on this, we'll get to the phones when we return. 803-0550, the number. Toll-free, 1-888-550-2550. You can always chime in on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at John Murphy Show. John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.